On today's show, November car sales in the U.S. were stronger than expected. FCA is in talks with Hyundai about a tech partnership, and how Jeep designed the new Wrangler using styling cues from those cool Moab concepts. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, once again, the U.S. car market turned out to be stronger than analysts were expecting. The SAR hit a very healthy 17.3 million vehicles in November, and sales hit 1.38 million, up 1% from a year ago. Year-to-date, the market is down 1.6%. Here's our Autoline insight. There's still the effect of people replacing cars that were damaged in this summer's hurricanes, and the American economy is still running strong. Put the two together, and you've got a hot market. Amongst the six largest full-line manufacturers, General Motors saw its sales decline nearly 3%. Ford shot up 7% thanks to strong fleet sales to daily rental companies. Sales of the Fusion were up 45%, the Transit up 47%, the Explorer was up 23%, and the Edge up 22%. Those are terrific increases, but clearly the result of big fleet orders. Toyota saw its sales drop 3%, and FCA was also down 3.7%. The Fiat brand looks like it's on the ropes. Despite having four models to sell, it only moved 1,733 vehicles. That means Fiat dealers are selling only two cars a week on average. You gotta wonder how long they can survive. Honda, on the other hand, had a great month, with sales up more than 8%, and remember, those are all the retail customers. Nissan was up a whopping 14% and is almost catching Honda in total sales. But Nissan has ramped up fleet sales to get that kind of increase. The top luxury brands generally had a good month. Mercedes continued to climb. BMW posted a nice increase. And even though Lexus is very close to surpassing BMW this year, its sales fell. Audi posted a strong gain. And take a look at this. Infiniti passed Cadillac in sales in November and could surpass it for the entire year. Cadillac is having a horrible time in the market with its passenger car sales down 34% for the month. Overall, it was a good month. But it also shows how this is a zero-sum game. When some car companies post good sales, you know it's coming out of someone else's hide. Well, Mercedes is about to redesign the Sprinter van, and we'll show you what the interior will look like right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Back in September, Mercedes teased a picture for its new Sprinter van, and now we get to see the interior. Look at that large infotainment screen. Very unusual for a commercial vehicle. It's big and centrally located, likely to give the driver the best view. And interestingly, the center air vents are integrated into the screen. We can also see that the driver will have a small digital display located between the gauges. The new Sprinter van will launch in the first half of 2018. Almost 1 year ago, Volkswagen announced its new standalone mobility startup that will focus on ride-sharing called Moya. It even designed its own fully electric six-passenger van. The side door is automatic. Seats come with reading lights and USB ports, and there's built-in Wi-Fi. Moya's goal is to take 1 million vehicles off the roads of Europe and the U.S. by 2025. It will launch in Hamburg, Germany late next year, with the idea to expand internationally after that. FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne revealed that the company is in talks with Hyundai about a tech partnership. Reuters reports that FCA is particularly interested in developing transmissions and hydrogen technology together. No formal announcement yet, but Sergio Marchionne has made it clear that he wants to merge FCA with another automaker, but he said this new partnership likely won't lead to a merger. Speaking of partnerships, It looks like the Volkswagen Group is in talks to buy a stake in Russian commercial vehicle maker GAZ. However, it's not known how large a stake VW will take or how much the deal is worth. In another sign that the crossover craze continues, Words reports that Lexus is considering bringing its small CUV, the UX, to the U.S. Lexus dealers want it, and they were a driving force behind getting a new three-row version of the RX. It also doesn't hurt to note that while small, the small luxury CUV segment is one of the fastest growing in the U.S. Coming up next, a look at the design elements on the new Wrangler that were borrowed from Jeep's Moab Concepts.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Every year, Jeep creates a number of wild concepts for its Easter Jeep Safari in Moab, Utah. And while you'll never find any of them in a dealership, some of their design cues do make it into production. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Mark Allen, the head of Jeep Design, and he shared which design elements from the Moab concepts made their way onto the new Jeep Wrangler.
You'll see it in the hood, the way we do the hood, the venting particularly on the Rubicon, which we had on the previous car, but that really came out of the Moab activities. The way the fenders are higher, more clearanced out on the Rubicon. The steel bumpers, we did that on the 10th anniversary, and that really came from our Moab activities. The love for the folding windshield. I've been talking about the folding windshield. But the folding windshield is a great story because manufacturing didn't want it. Engineering hated it. I was told by an engineer, we're never going to do it again. Oh, we proved him wrong. And customers were certainly not asking for it because it was so difficult to put down. But it's such a neat feature that's always been there from day one for shipping. In a world of homogeneous cars, it's cool. We have a folding windshield. Why do I want a folding windshield? If you've never tried it, if you've ridden a motorcycle, ridden a bike, whatever, it's really cool. It doesn't get dirty. And it's just a neat element. We saved it. And I think it's an important piece of the new vehicle. But I like that. I like that it's not, you know, our doors come off, our roof come off, the windshield. I can put a bigger tire on the vehicle right away. We clearanced everything out. We've been thinking about these people. We've been trying it out on cars. And the Moab cars, the other neat thing about the Moab cars is we're out there during Easter Jeep Safari, and I pull up on a group of people that are getting ready to go on a trail ride and stop with some weird thing that I've made. They want to come talk to me. I just got to stand there and listen. It's really great. It's a really good thing.
Well, we'll have another great Autoline After Hours coming up on Thursday when we take a deep dive into all the changes that Ford made to the Mustang. So stay tuned for that. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.